James Curran is a professor of history and author of the Lowy Institute's recent paper, Fighting with America, a history of the Australia-US alliance. I spoke to him a short time ago. James Curran, can you believe that a phone call between two long-standing allies can be so hostile?
Well, you would have to go back a long way to find this kind of hostility so early in a new administration. You'd have to go all the way back to 1972 when Gough Whitlam got under Richard Nixon's skin. You'd also have to go back a long way, Kim, to find the details of a confidential discussion leaked, and certainly to see a United States president tweeting so in such a hostile fashion about a deal.
Well, let's talk about that tweet. As you say, in the past few hours, President Trump has tweeted that he's studying this, and I quote, dumb deal. Even after that, Malcolm Turnbull has been adamant that the deal is still on. Is the Prime Minister being realistic?
Well, Turnbull has been sort of absolutely absolute since Sunday that this deal is going ahead. But I suspect that the penny has dropped in the White House that this conflicts in a major way with the executive order that Trump released on immigration late last week, and that it conflicts against a very strong message of his campaign about immigration and protecting American borders, but also about his view of alliances, and that is that allies have been getting too much from the United States in the past, that they've been getting too much of a better deal, and that the United States is being ripped off. So on those two issues, it really plays into key sensitivities for new President Trump.
Now, the Prime Minister says that this was a robust conversation. Officials have confirmed that it was shorter than expected. Do you think that it means that our alliance is at risk?
I don't think the alliance is at risk. I mean, we've had very robust, very hostile and quite visceral discussions with the Americans in the past. We've gained a greater respect at times from those. What I would be worried about, though, is this shows, again, the recklessness, the impulsiveness, the volatility in this new president. The alliance will survive it, but Australians need to be, ever more vigilant and careful and prudent in how they deal with this new administration.
During this weekend conversation, the Washington Post has reported that President Trump accused Malcolm Turnbull of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to the US. Now, this seems to be an extraordinary tongue-lashing. What will happen, I'm thinking, for example, if the US starts to ruffle the feathers of China?
Well, this is right, and this is what is so unexpected and so volatile about this new administration. I think, as well, Trump will want something from this deal if it goes ahead. What we don't know is what the Australian government has said they will give in return. Now, if in fact there is some kind of arrangement that we will give a battalion to Iraq, or that we will do freedom of navigation patrols through the South China Sea, then
you really think that the Prime Minister might have made a deal like that?
Well, the suggestion has come out of American sources that there will be some kind of quid pro quo, and there's no doubt that Turnbull is desperate for this deal to go through. As I said, one has to be cautious. We don't know if the government has agreed, but if there is some kind of quid pro quo and Australia is preparing to trade its national security interests to shore up this refugee deal, then I think that's a major problem, and that's not in the national interest of this country.
So do you think Australia would be wise perhaps just to walk away now?
Well, I think Turnbull has staked too much of his personal and political credibility now in this deal going ahead. So if it falls through, it's a fairly humiliating snub for Turnbull from a new administration. And I think he's invested too much in it to walk away.
If the relationship is off to a bit of a rocky start, is there anything that's so bad about that?
No. What I would say, though, Kim, is that if this is the kind of tone that is going to mark the relationship on, let's face it, this is an important issue, but it is not, as you made the point before, it is not as major as, say, potential conflict or tension in the relationship with China. But if this is the kind of tone that is being set early in the relationship, then that is a problem. You know, the leaking, as I say, how much confidence will that give the Australian government that its discussions behind closed doors with this administration are really going to be kept secret? And in a big issue, like a crisis, right, how will this play out in a crisis? That's the real worry we have with Trump, I think. How will he react in a crisis?
So far, Malcolm Turnbull has been fairly muted and in his response to what's been happening. Is that a wise strategy to take? Is there nothing to be gained, for example, if he was to, use some forceful language of his own?
At some point, I think there is going to have to be a recalibration of language by both the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister. Reading some of their statements since the election of Trump, it's almost as if nothing has changed in America. They surely must realise now that the old language of stressing shared values, and there are some real questions about whether we share some of the values of Trump's aversion of America, that language and appealing to the Battle of the Coral Sea and the history of shared sacrifice, as valid as all that is, it will cut no ice with the Trump White House. This is an ahistorical administration. They have no time for the old history that used to work so well in the past. And if the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister think that that kind of language is going to cut through, I think they're going to have to do a very quick rethink on a different kind of rhetoric to approach this administration. That doesn't mean poking them in the eye or kicking them in the shins, but it doesn't mean stressing the old, stale rhetoric.
James Curran, thank you very much for speaking with PM.
My pleasure.
Professor James Curran from the Lowy Institute.